Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yes, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. So normally in our credit education podcast episodes, normally we give, you know, some advice to people that are trying to boost their credit scores, or maybe they have negative items on their credit, and we kind of motivate them to find ways to get those removed or other options they may have to increase their credit score while those negative items are still reporting on their credit. So in this episode, we want to do things a little different that may be more of the, I guess, financial advice. You know, we're not a financial advisor, by the way. We just want to use this episode here to talk about opinions when it comes to buying a house right now. Many people that, you know, increased their credit scores over the last year or so that's been signed up with our service mainly to buy a home have decided to continue renting. You know, the home prices has increased, the mortgage rates are just insane right now. I mean, just for a, you know, your average people out there, you know, husband, wife, or girlfriend, boyfriend, and a kid, you know, just for a decent two bed, two bath home, I mean, you're probably going to spend, depending on which state and city you're in, okay, if you're in like Louisiana, Mississippi, some parts of Alabama, maybe some parts of Texas, maybe not, maybe Arkansas, states, you know, that's like rural development and, you know, things like that, very rural, or, you know, ducked off in the woods, you may find a three bed, two bath home around $230,000, $250,000. But man, when you go into those bigger cities, Houston, Dallas, Tampa, Miami, well, I mean, let's just scratch off Miami, of course. Those who are looking to buy a home in Miami isn't listening to this podcast episode. But Texas, let's just go back to Houston and Dallas, you know, maybe Phoenix, Arizona, Tampa, Florida, let's see what else you may have, Jacksonville, Florida, you know, places that people would consider a upgrade for them. Those people, you know, you're going to be looking around $300,000 just for a three bedroom, maybe a four bedroom home, just for your average family that's out there. And $400,000, you know, calculated by 7% interest, man, that's going to be super insane and almost unrealistic when you can probably just rent somewhere for $2,000 a month, because the mortgage is going to be $3,000 a month with a 7% interest rate, the minimum 3.5% down on a home at $400,000. You know, it just doesn't make sense. But here's my opinion. We have helped many people increase their credit scores who signed up, who couldn't get approved for a home, and we helped them, and now they can buy a home, come back months later and say, hey, you know, any advice for me to, you know, what should I do right now? You know, you guys fixed my credit to buy a home. Now it's just unrealistic. You know, the mortgage payment is like $3,000 a month. You know, what should we do? And like I said in this episode, and just like we've told hundreds of people, we cannot give legal or financial advice. Like, we can only say, or for example, I can only tell you what I would do in your situation. Okay. So, none of this is legal or financial advice, by the way. So, it's just hard. So here's my honest opinion on things. Okay. Look back at our grandparents or parents when they bought their first home, or they bought a home years ago. You hear these crazy stories where someone older bought a home for the price of today's vehicle. Okay. You hear these, oh, I bought a home for $80,000. I bought a home for $50,000. Okay. Guess what? We're never going to see home prices like that again. And we have, I think, lived in a recent era, as they did years ago or a century ago. And we got used to seeing homes in a $100,000 range. And I don't think we're ever going to see that again. I think we have lived upon a time where we have seen 3-bedroom, 2-bath, beautiful homes sell for $120,000, $130,000, $150,000 for a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house, brand new. You know, like I said, I think we've lived what our grandparents or parents have lived decades and decades ago. You hear these crazy stories where they bought their home brand new for the cost of the vehicles in our driveway. So I don't think home prices are ever going to go back under $200,000 again, or under $250,000 again, because I think it's just, yes, it's super inflated, but I think we're just living in a new time, unless there's some type of market crash and all this nonsense people have been saying is going to happen over the last 4 years, and nothing has happened since. But you know, things have gotten more expensive, but the interest rates were also pretty high back then. I think they were higher than where they are right now years ago. And you know, we've gotten adjusted to the 2% and the 3% interest rates back in 2018 and 2019, and you know, years before then. We just got used to those interest rates. And yeah, 7%, 6%, all that stuff sucks, but I don't think things are going to get cheaper, guys. Like, yeah, interest rates may get cheaper, but home prices, I think, as you know, we continue to get older, prices on homes are just gonna keep getting higher. You know, if anything, I still recommend buying the home now. Okay. Later on, 2 years from now, 4 years from now, 6 years from now, interest rates just have some type of special and they drop, you know, due to the market, who knows, they drop back down to 3%. Well, guess what? You've now paid down some of your house mortgage, and now you can refinance from 7-6% back to 3%. So now you're saving almost double the money per month. And I think it's still a good idea to get the house. Now, what does that mean? Okay. Many of you guys are like, oh, well, you know, buying a home, we're going to have to spend $2,500 a month or $3,000 a month on a mortgage versus renting somewhere for $2,000 a month. You know, it's just stupid. Well, here's the thing. Lots of y'all are still in the mindset to where you don't want to keep paying someone else's mortgage by renting from them, or you don't want to keep throwing money in rent and you're not getting some type of investment out of it. I get it. But look, you can also look at rent as a way of saving you money also. Okay. You can look at rent as you don't have to pay any type of HOA fees or any type of you know, yard maintenance and things like that. There's many other things that involves buying a home, you know, maintenance, whatever else may break in a home, appliances. So there's many other things. So there's several other things to look at when buying a home. I still think it's a good idea to buy a home now. Just buy a home that's within a comfortable budget. Yeah, it's probably going to cost more for what that home is worth just due to the interest that you're going to be paying. But there's still going to be the option to pay that house down a little, refinance, even if it's at the same interest rate. You can refinance a lower amount than that home after you have paid it down a few years to knock the note down, or save some more down payment money to knock down a mortgage, or simply refinance in the future if, of course, the mortgage drops. That's all for this episode. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS creditrepair.com.